So it's clear that there are some passionate views about the closure of the border between Victoria and New South Wales, and in many ways we are in uncharted territory. But it's not the first time it's been closed as a public health response. More than 100 years ago, the same decision was taken to prevent the spread of the Spanish flu. Rachel Mealy has been taking a look back.
As the Spanish flu swept the globe, Australian governments did what they could to contain the spread. Greg Ryan is the president of the Albury and District Historical Society. He says New South Wales closed the border with Victoria in 1919 in response to the worsening pandemic.
It was closed in February 1919 during the Spanish flu epidemic. It was the border was guarded by the police and it was closed at Albury, at Mulwala, Corowa, Howlong, Jingellic and so on, all the various border crossings with police in charge there making sure people didn't cross. And there were a number of people that tried to jump the border closures by literally swimming the river, which I don't suppose I'll do at this time of the year with the weather the way it is. But being in February, there were quite a few tried that.
He says in those days when cars were scarce, most long-distance travel was on trains, and the bulk of people who were intercepted at the border crossings would have been at the Albury railway station.
Back in those days that the Victorian trains had to terminate at Albury and people move across the platform to a New South Wales train before heading further north, the Albury railway station became a point at which people were stopped and transferred from there to the quarantine station if they were committed to travelling north. Some of them could, of course, turn around and catch the next train back, but those that were committed to travelling north had to go into quarantine.
One quarantine station was built on the sports ground in Albury. Photos from the time show rows and rows of white canvas tents of various sizes. Dr. Peter Hobbins is an historian from the University of Sydney who's studied the Spanish flu in Australia. He says the quarantine stations took a few weeks to be properly organised at the border.
The quarantine or the border closure operated in both directions, so it was actually quite tricky for travellers who were trying to cross the Murray River between Victoria and New South Wales. And they didn't actually go into quarantine camps initially. They were just left in Albury and in Wodonga with no support. So these were included not only people on trains, but local residents who'd just crossed over into the other town for the day to go shopping. So these people were suddenly left with just the clothes on their back and the money in their pockets to fend for themselves while they weren't allowed to get home. So you can imagine the chaos that created until a more formal system of quarantine was set up a couple of weeks later.
Historian Dr. Peter Hobbins from the University of Sydney. Rachel Mealy with that report.